Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm NFL linebacker TJ Watt, and this is my personal best. YPB by Abercrombie is the activewear I'm always wearing. That's why I reached out to co-design their latest drop. I worked with designers to create high-performance activewear that holds up to my toughest workouts. Shop YPB by Abercrombie in-store, online, and in the app. Because your personal best is greater than anything.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
It's hump day in Pats Nation, which means it is time we turn over. See what I did there? I hate myself for it too. The page and start looking to the Patriots' next game, game four in the 2025 season, a home tilt against the surprisingly spry Carolina Panthers. But there may just be a few notes and nuggets we need to clean up from last Sunday's debacle, a self-defeat at the hands of the Patriots, which gave a W to the Steelers. That's why we called in the heavy hitter himself, the professor. Johnny Lyons joins us here with your old pal Fitzy GFY on a live six rings and football things. Here we go.
Hey, whatever it takes, man.
It's all about winning, all right? Winning on three. One, two, three, win!
Celebrating the heroes of Foxborough's past.
And with a good block. Look at Brogan. Watch the block of number 73, John Hanna.
The champions of the dynastic era.
And a Vinatieri boots a 48-yard field goal. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions.
The Patriots of tomorrow.
We're going to remove entitlement from our football team. We're going to earn the right to be here every single day.
And the fans whose faith never wavers.
Let's go!
This is Six Rings and Football Things.
Christian Gonzalez.
So I've dug around on this the last couple of weeks, and like what I found is there wasn't a setback, which I think almost makes it worse. You know what I mean? Like I think it's almost like, all right, like so we expect, and I know their full expectation when he got hurt at the end of July was that he was going to be ready for week one. But even more recently, like they could have put him on IR before week one, right? Like I'm talking about the week of week one, they could have put him on IR and shelved him for the first 4 weeks. If he misses this game, now we're at 4 weeks, which means he's not just behind schedule for where they thought he would be in July, he's behind schedule for where they thought he would be at the beginning of September.
The latest and certainly not greatest mystery in Patriots Nation. Just what is going on with Christian Gonzalez. They sure could have used him on the field Sunday, though it is not the defense that we hold accountable or to blame for the loss at the hands of the Patriots, which, like I said, gave a dub to the Steelers. I think it is inarguable that the New England Patriots could have and should have won that game, and the Steelers escaped Gillette Stadium very, very, very lucky to have gotten a W because they didn't play well enough for it. Can the Patriots clean things up? Because they got a tough one coming up this Sunday against a Panthers team that just shut out the Falcons 30-0. That's why we're calling in the professor, Mr. Ballgame himself, the only one at WEEI to actually coach football at a semi-professional level, the Lions Den himself. John Lyons joins us for his Six Rings and Football Things. John, you get one word to describe, I won't even say how frustrating because I'm putting thoughts in your brain, just one word to describe last Sunday's loss, 21-14, at the hands of the Steelers.
Yeah, the word would be frustrating, Fitzy. I mean, it was such a missed opportunity. And as you and I know, they've had a lot of bad losses over the last 3 years, right? I mean, you could 2023, the Germany game, the Giants game, right? The first couple weeks, that the Saints game, right? Last year, how many bad losses? The Jets Thursday night
game. The Saints game in Dallas, 38-3. I mean, like, it's stunning. We used to be like, oh, remember how many great games there were that season? How many comebacks? How many postseason affairs? No, we now like mark our Pats fandom and coverage with like head scratching, mind numbing losses. And this is just the latest.
And I would say, Fitzy, it's not the worst of the last couple of years. There have been plenty. You go back to last year too, like that London game, the Colts game as well. But it was one of the most frustrating to me because it was such a missed opportunity. Like, it was, you've turned the ball over five times. They were the better team throughout most of this game, offensively and defensively. And to lose that game at home the way you lost it, and not just five turnovers, but I mean, look, two of them inside the 5 yard line, one in the end zone. You're turning the ball over and giving Pittsburgh points, and then you're turning the ball over and taking points off the board for yourself. So it's just, again, not the worst loss over the last 3 years, but I would put it up there as maybe, you know, in the top seven or eight as far as those losses go. Because the other thing, Fitzy, I mean, I don't know how you felt. I was watching this game, and I just remember thinking to myself, Pittsburgh's not that good. Like, they were doing all these things against a team that was not that good, and that makes it even worse. It's not like, hey, they turned the ball over against Buffalo or Baltimore and they lost a game. It was a team that really was not that good and that they should have been able to beat.
Yeah, could not stress this enough. And I've been a little pedantic about this point, but that's just to drive home the fact that the Patriots, you know, I led the Six Rings postgame show Sunday by saying, like, the New England Patriots have made history. First team to actually lose a game and beat themselves at the same time. Like, they literally should have. Like, the Steelers don't get the dub. It's more like
Sunday.
No, they deserve two losses for Sunday because Pittsburgh beat them and they effing beat themselves. It was such a bad game. And I don't even want to get into all the slack that's being cut to Mike Vrabel and everyone else. And no, I am not going to make the Mike Vrabel versus Gerard Mayo comparisons, which are kind of like lighting up the airwaves right now. I find it unthinkable that a professional football team that has had all this time to work together, regardless of how many new draft picks, how much turnover, how much roster mismanagement Vrabel and Stretch and Cowden are having to deal with, how much, you know, the evolution of Drake and the Josh McDee offense, whatever. You can't turn the ball over. I say six times, John, not five, six, because there was also a turnover on downs. And that's a turnover to me. You didn't fumble it. You didn't have it get picked. But that's six turnovers.
And you're leaving out too, Fitzy. There was a dropped interception on the first. Yep. And then there was the other interception that got called back because it hit the ground. So you could have had six real turnovers on top of it in that game. Plus, like you said, the turnover on downs.
Yeah. It's just like I can't imagine, like, yeah, no kidding, guys. Like, Vrabel doesn't coach it up that way. Yeah, no kidding. Nobody expects to turn over the ball six times. But, you know, how Ramondre hasn't cleaned this up now, you know, and been forced to walk around the halls of Foxborough High with a ball in his hand that everyone slaps at, or like called up Tiki Barber to ask for advice on how he cured his wicked fumbling problem, which wasn't nearly as bad as Ramondre's. How Drake, who has definitely made leaps and bounds of progress in just three games this year, hasn't figured out a way to navigate a dirty pocket and hold on to the ball in the process. Yes, and the turnover, like, Mike Vrabel was not happy postgame, and I still think he's not happy with the way that ball was delivered so flatly to Booty. You can't You can't fumble on the one and then throw a red zone pick. When I say like the Pats should have walked away from that game like 31-17, that's not hyperbole. That's not fanboy.
They took thing. Two touchdowns off the board. Like at a minimum, like that's 28 points right there. And Fitzy, from a coaching perspective, you brought up Vrabel. What's been frustrating to me from that end is each week there's been something different that's been a major problem. Like if you go back to week one, it wasn't just the interception by May. It was, remember, the defense gave up 9 plays of over 20 yards in the passing game. Then against Miami, they 12 penalties in that game. Now you have 5 turnovers. So it's like there's been something, and I guess you can say, hey, they're not repeating a bunch of mistakes, which is a good thing, but there's been something kind of different each game that's been almost an eye-popping bad stat for them, which has been really frustrating to see.
Yeah. Somebody has suggested in the comments as we run a live Six Rings and Football Things on the WEEI and Fitzy GFY socials that we change the name of the podcast to Six Turnovers and Football Things. It's just so bad. So, you know, now they get a chance against a team that I think a lot of us, and it's a bummer. It's a huge bummer to think that you could be on your way to trying to wrap up September 3-1. The best you'll do now is 2-2. And you know, I'm not looking long-term. 10-7, 9-8. They're going to regret this one if they possibly miss the postseason. Like, no, forget it. You just need to start playing good football. You can't have 27 penalties, which is more than double what they had at this point last year in the Gerard Mayo error, as it's referred to. You can't be leading the league in turnovers. Also, by the way, even though the offensive line is grading higher every week, Will Campbell struggled last weekend, but that's going to happen when you're dealing with the ferocious pass rush of the Steelers, regardless of whether or not their defense is very 6-7, as the kids like to say. Drake May is on pace to be sacked 68 times. Like, it could be an NFL, right? Like, it was 4-3-5. There's just so much. You wonder if Mike Vrabel's like, I know I'm putting a brave face to this, but I wasn't even prepared for how messy this might be. So that's why you got to clean it up. So, like, Sunday represents a chance to finish the month on the right page, the right note. Not that Carolina is going to be a willing participant in your turnaround. I think they're going to be way tougher than people think, but that really needs to be the goal Sunday. Play a mistake-free game and hopefully come out on top.
Yeah, and Fitzy, I don't think it's a coincidence that the one game they won against Miami, they didn't turn the ball over. And I know they had the 12 penalties, but they didn't have the catastrophic turnover there. Like, it's not a coincidence. And this Carolina game, to me, is interesting for a couple reasons. One, I thought they would be out of September 2-2. So if they win, they're going to be where I thought they'd be. But to your point, I thought they would look a little bit better than they have so far this year with all the mistakes. And this Carolina game, it's going to be one of the rare times in the past few years, and maybe the only time all season this year, where the Patriots are going to have the advantage on both sides of the line of scrimmage. Their defensive line is better than Carolina's offensive line, and I think their offensive line is better than Carolina's defensive line. It's going to be a rare time where they have that advantage. And if you're going to win in the NFL, you have to take advantage when you're better on both sides of the line of scrimmage. So I think it's an opportunity for them to maybe get back on track, play a cleaner game, and take advantage finally of being the better team up front.
Yeah, they like, if we were looking at, like, when you look at your fantasy teams and you see them lined up next to each other and Yahoo or ESPN does like the green check where you have the advantage against your opponent. We're going to call this, Johnny, a green check mark game. The Pats have the advantage veritably everywhere except one spot, wide receiver. And that's where we now transition to the Christian Gonzalez mystery. If he's not able to practice at full tilt without any limitations, and if he can't play Sunday, whether it's even 20 big time snaps, third downs, got to have it plays. If he's not out there, like we shared that clip at the top of Bert Breer saying from his reporting and investigating, there has been no setback. Mike Giardi told us there was a setback. Bert Breer is now saying there weren't any setbacks. Whatever the case, I trust them both to a certain degree. I don't really. Also, you know what? You can fill all the Great Lakes with how little I care whether there was or wasn't a setback. I just want the guy back on the field because the defense, though only giving up an average of 20, the defense has given up like 23 points a game. And a lot of that has been the offense turning the ball over so that they have short fields to contend with. The defense really hasn't been an issue. Carlton Davis, not great. Alex Austin, far less than not great, but they're okay. Gonzo makes them so much better. And if you have to deal with a 6'5", leaping over tall buildings in a single bound Tet McMillan Sunday. Like, that could be the difference between the Pats should have been able to rock and roll easy enough and get a confidence and momentum building dub on the way to Buffalo. And I can't believe this game was so close, or how the hell did they lose this game? He could be a complete game wrecker Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, he's not just your best defensive player. He's your best overall player. And you could make the case among these two teams, he would be the best player in total in this game on Sunday if he plays. And it just makes a huge difference on what, I mean, we all know, like, what you do defensively, how you play, it makes a huge difference. And with Bryce Young being such a mobile quarterback, if you have Gonzo back there and you can play a little bit more man on the outside, maybe it gives you an extra guy to work as a spy on Bryce Young and limit some of that a little bit. I don't know, but yeah. And if he's out again too, then it begs the question, well, why wasn't he on IR to start the season? And then it would have given you a roster spot for maybe another offensive lineman, maybe another linebacker, maybe another receiver, a position that's been all over the place. Instead, he's just been kind of hanging out there. He just started practicing last week, didn't play last week, and obviously you want him fully healthy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's your best player, and he's a very good player, but you kind of sit here thinking, like, man, we might as well just put him on IR, have him come back in the Buffalo game. We'd have an extra roster spot. So that's going to be another thing, Fitzy. If he doesn't play this Sunday, first and foremost, I mean, think about the matchup with Carolina, but the next thing is going to be like, man, you probably regret not putting him on IR, you know, at cutdown day, and then you'd have an extra roster player.
Yeah, and you could have taken 6-8 weeks to try to develop somebody else to see if they could be a contributor to the football team, because I would say half of this roster right now feels like an experiment and half of the roster feels like it's pro ready and belongs on the field wearing a Patriots uniform. You know, guys like Robert Spillane trending in the right direction. Milton Williams, terrific contributor all the way through. Will Campbell, ups and downs, but pretty solid, all things considered. Garrett Bradbury, I won't go so far as to say like revelation, but at the same time played way better than we anticipated. Yeah. And I am surprised. Tell me if you're surprised as well that on Tuesday this week, which is traditionally in the NFL audition day where they fly a bunch of guys in to work them out, the Pats had a couple wide receivers, I think a tight end and an offensive lineman. Why would they not bring in somebody as a veteran depth challenge to Ramondre Stevenson to let him know like, hey, buddy, someone could be coming for your job, and or, by the way, you're going to be sitting down Sunday watching, thinking about what you did last week.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby. Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra. Let's get moving.
I wonder if they already have the solution in mind, and that's that Gibson will start on Sunday. Stevenson might rotate in, and you'll see more of Henderson. And then if Stevenson fumbles again, they're just going to move on from him and have a young player, and it'll be kind of the Gibson and Henderson show going forward. So that, I kind of feel like that's what their solution is in mind, is that I know Gibson had the fumble on Sunday. I get it. But on the whole, he's been good over the last 2 years for them. He's been good when he's had the ball in his hands. Mm-hmm. And one fumble is not the same as Stevenson having nine over the last 2 years, right? So I think that's the direction they're going to go, is it's going to be Gibson with Stevenson and Henderson mixing in. And if Stevenson fumbles again, then it's just going to be Gibson and Henderson.
Yeah, I'd sit him for Sunday at least. I'd give him a day off, although it's, you know, Vrabel keeps saying that he needs him. He wants to coach him up. He wants him out there. You know, he's an indispensable part of the team. Great. But also, you could argue that if he didn't play last Sunday, they win that game. And as far as Gibson's fumble, like Ramondre, those were kind of like weak sauce fumbles. However, Gibson at least had a very heavy hat put on it by, of all people, Jabril Peppers. Yeah, I'm going to spare everybody the how come we can't get guys like
maybe,
that.
But on the Peppers point, Fitzy, maybe that's a guy they would have ended up keeping if Gonzo had been on IR. Not apples to apples.
Right, right.
It's another kind of example like that.
Look at the timeline.
Kyle Duggar's given them nothing so far this year.
Nothing. Zero. He's given them absolutely nothing. Let me ask you this. On the subject of Pop Douglas, people that are repeat offenders now, not delivering on the promise and potential of past Patriot affairs. Very alliterative, but I got through it. Thanks very much. Is Sunday for you? Is Sunday a Chisler game? Is it time to maybe tell Pop, you know what? Just think about maybe getting that first down next time. We're going to give Chisholm a couple reps, because I think it's time. I've seen what I've seen with Pop. I still think there's something there. It's time to see the Chisler.
And their receiver group as a whole, you know, has struggled this year. I mean, Kayshon Booty had the great game in week one. He had the great touchdown catch in week two. Other than that, they haven't got a lot of production from the rest of their receivers this year. You're not just Douglas. I mean, Mac Hollins has had the touchdown catch, a couple other catches, but nothing crazy. Kyle Williams, one catch for 8 yards last week. Diggs hasn't given them much so far.
Where's Kyle Williams? What's up with Kyle? Why don't you throw the ball to Kyle? Like, he's brought in for his, quote, elite release package and his downfield speed. He's got like three targets on the season.
And you mentioned Efton Chisholm, but I actually think the guy you might see more of this Sunday is Kyle Williams. Because I think, look, the biggest reason, I know people said, why don't they take more deep shots, this and that, and they need to take more. A lot of it is, though, they haven't had the protection, and they don't really have the personnel for that except Kyle Williams. So I wouldn't be shocked if you see not a ton, but maybe two or three throws, you know, 30 yards downfield with a couple of them to Kyle Williams in this game. See if you hit one. See if at the very least the defense has to respect it. But, I mean, look, we talked all training camp. It was the O-line, the receivers, the O-line, the receivers. That's what we were worried about. The O-line has been okay. Not like Miami, they were really good. The other games, I thought they weren't that good. And then the receivers, though, outside of Kayshon Booty, have not been good enough. And again, this is something we talked about all through training camp, so we shouldn't be shocked by this. But I think now, after three games, you can start looking at it and say, hey, maybe we're going to try to get Kyle Williams more involved. Maybe we're going to run some plays specifically to get Stephon Diggs involved, kind of things like that, because they are going to need, again, it's not going to be a great group, but they're going to need more production out of those guys.
Yeah, I will give you right now the recipe for success and turning things around for the fans and making Sunday a very pleasant affair. No turnovers. Continued development for Drake May. Keep his jersey as clean as possible. Get Chisholm out there. Couple throws. A couple catches. And maybe a touchdown to Travion Henderson and get him involved. His run chart on Next Gen, everything is off left tackle. Everything is off left tackle. His pass pro hasn't been great as well. He needs a get right game. Chisholm needs to see the field. A couple of deep shots, like a deep pass to Kyle Williams, added into that mix as well, Johnny, I think would make the crowd really, really come to life. And then you end the month at 2-2, and you say, okay, made a lot of mistakes, but you know what? I think the ship is pointed in the right direction. That is one of two things that we want to see happen this year. And as we wrap up this latest Six Rings and Football Things, I think that's goal number one, to make sure you've got the right captains and the ship is turning around in the right direction. And goal number two, the continued development of Drake May into a top-tier, upper-echelon NFL quarterback. How do you feel about the way May has progressed thus far at the three games under McDaniels?
So it feels like he's getting better, Fitzy, right? Like that Miami game, I thought was his best game as a Patriot so far. But what did we talk about in the offseason? What are we talking about now? It's the turnovers. Like that strip sack fumble was a really bad play. That interception was a really bad throw. Like, it's, and I know it got tipped, but he underthrew that by a large margin. Mike Vrabel talked about it, right? That's got to have a higher arc to it. So he, what I would like to see, honestly, Fitzy, can Drake May have two or three clean games in a row? So starting this Sunday, can he have no turnovers against Carolina? Go to Buffalo Sunday night the week after, have no turnovers there. Even if you don't win in Buffalo, can you just have a clean game against a really good team? And then you get into mid-October where you're playing teams that I think you're better than. So can he start to stack good games together? Because the talent is there. We've seen it there. It feels like he's doing a good job balancing his legs with his arm right now. He's not overrunning it too much like he did a little bit in week one. So I would just like to see, can he have multiple clean games in a row, right? He doesn't have to play as great as he did against Miami every week, but can he just have multiple, like to me, that for a guy that young?
Two or three
clean games in a row.
And you especially want to have a momentum builder, a confidence builder, a clean game Sunday against the Panthers, A, to get out of September 2-2, but B, to build a little momentum, because the following Sunday at 8:20, you're on Sunday Night Football against the Buffalo Bills, iced out in their rivalry uniforms, ready to salt the earth with whatever remains of the Patriots as well. And you know, as nice a guy as he is, Josh Allen as master would love nothing more than to throttle the supposed apprentice that is Drake May. So, Johnny, great perspective. Great stuff as always. We cleaned up the notebook from last Sunday. We've turned the page to the Panthers on Sunday against the Patriots. Should be a good one. Let's hope it's a clean game. That's all we want, folks. Not asking for too much. Just a clean game Sunday to allay some of the fears and concerns in Pat's Nation. Make sure you give him a follow at The Real John Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S. Heard on the weekends on WEEI here on Six Rings. And, of course, you can read his musings at WEEI.com. And this is your old pal at Fitzy GFY. Thanking you for listening to the latest Six Rings and Football Things brought to you by WEEI Odyssey and 2400 Sports. Good one, Johnny. Thanks so much. Final thought?
Just for those watching live, I am not in the witness protection program, like Fitzy said earlier. I'm just in between appointments. My first time doing a pod from my car. So hopefully it sounded good to all the listeners out there.
Mobile Lions on the road. We'll take it when we can get it in any fashion or form, kid. All right, folks, there you go. Take care. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We'll talk to you soon. Good day. God bless. And as always, go Pats.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.